B'tachin for Life, Shir number 95, Thursday, Parshas Baalei Yischa. We mentioned yesterday from the Vilna Gaon an amazing thing, that a person that lives with B'tachin, even if he does terrible averis, is on a higher level than a person that lives without B'tachin, even if he does many, many mitzvahs. So let's analyze what the Vilna Gaon is saying. The essence of B'tachin is not defined by specific actions. When a person lives with B'tachin, he is bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into his life in all areas of life, like we discussed. One of our listeners asked that they're working on B'tachin and they don't see Yeshuas yet. So there's a very important concept to understand. B'tachin is a general outlook on life. Yes, there are B'tachin for specific circumstances, and we did discuss it, and Mirtz Hashem, we will discuss it more. But generally speaking, B'tachin changes your whole outlook on life. And as we said, it is not difficult to attain. It just takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of time and some repetition and some singing like we discussed. And a person can change his whole outlook on life. So the point of B'tachin is to improve a person's quality of life on a general level. And the way to see this is to make a graph. Before you start working on B'tachin, see what level from a scale of 0 to 100. Where would you place your quality of life? Then put effort into B'tachin for a week or two or three, a little bit of time, and then look back in the graph and you'll be shocked how much the numbers moved up. Because when a person lives with B'tachin, we are not discussing specific actions. And that's what the Vilna Gaon is saying. A person can have averus. That's not the point. The essence of B'tachin is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real and he's here, and that's why I rely on him. And when a person brings him in and he thinks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him and wants to benefit him and is constantly looking out for him, he will start noticing how all areas of his life improve. In the gashmiest part of his life, things are going to start being more matzliach, and especially in the ruchniest part of his life. All different areas of Avodas Hashem get better, get easier, when a person works on B'tachin. It becomes easier to daven. It becomes easier to be careful about Lashon Hara, about jealousy, about all the things that people struggle with. When a person puts a little bit of emphasis in B'tachin, his whole life changes dramatically, and it can be documented. All you have to do is make this graph. So that's what the Vilna Gaon is saying. When a person does terrible averus, yes, it's a terrible thing. But when you live with B'tachin, your whole life is different. Your whole life is raised to a new level. Versus a person that does mitzvahs, which is also a wonderful thing, but he lives without B'tachin, his life is on a much lower scale. He is living without a real existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why B'tachin is so important. And especially in today's generation, when we struggle to work on different areas in Avodas Hashem. And we try to find where we can put emphasis on. Today it's Lashon Hara, tomorrow it's Tznius. And we're constantly trying to find the key how to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The key is B'tachin. Put a little bit of effort into B'tachin, and your quality of life in Ruchnius and in Gashmius will dramatically change. And again, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in, you will see Yeshuas, real Yeshuas.